remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you, and making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. How you like that? Amen. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Amen. That's a good word, isn't it? Grace. You like that word? Grace. It has more than that unmerited favor meaning, you know. Amen. Grace. Praise God. Is beauty too. Amen. yes. That stately characteristic enables you to hold your head up, praise God, in the storm Brother Lucas was talking about a while ago. Grace is a good word. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you in all the bowels of Jesus Christ. That means the tender mercies and affections of Jesus Christ. Amen. I like that, don't you? Amen. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Don't that give you a warm feeling? Amen. Your love may abound more and more. How many like to have more love? To have more of the love of God. Well, Paul prayed. He said, I pray that your love may abound. It's one of the great prayers of the sainted apostle Paul. Amen. I want to thank you prayed for me too. Amen. Glory to God. And in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve the things that are excellent. Amen. That's another synonym for grace, in case you want to know. Amen. Excellence. Amen. That you may approve the things that are excellent. That you may be sincere and without offense. Notice that. Grab a hold of it. Without offense. Till the day of Christ. Isn't that good? So good. So good. Without offense. Not a stumbling block. Amen. Hallelujah. Being filled, listen to this, with all the fruits of righteousness. Amen. How many would like to have a whole lot of that? You already have. You're saved. You already have a bunch of it. Amen. But Paul here, he's praying for us to have more. You think we can have more? Amen. Grant it, Lord, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Amen. Before I go on, I'll just tell you my text. An orchard or a briar patch? An orchard bearing all kinds of good fruits, or a briar thicket? Amen. Oh, I tell you what, I've got into some thickets out hunting in the woods. And I tell you what, I didn't know whether I was going to get through it or not, and I'd already got too far in to go back. It'd be one consolation in going back. Amen. At least I could go through the trail that I broke getting through as far as I did, but that wasn't too good. And so I plowed on in hope. Amen. I don't know how you feel, but with the news I've been hearing all this week, I feel like I've been through a briar patch. I got visions of a building with superstructure sticking out and debris all over the place and pictures in my mind of what can happen because people are filled with the devil. And then I walk out into this oasis that she may approve the things that are excellent, that she may be sincere without offense, being filled with all the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. What are they? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's Galatians 5:22. Amen. Gentleness. You like that? Gentleness. Not making no bombs. Not shooting nobody. Not killing nobody. Amen. Not having to arrest nobody. Goodness. Amen. Faith. Meekness. That sheep-like, lamb-like attribute, praise God. Temperance, in control, folks. Got the reins of your own life. You know who you are and what you are and where you're going. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Against such there is no law. We need more of it, don't you think? We need more of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Do that and live, praise God. That's the fruits of righteousness. Amen. 9 fruits of the Spirit. What an orchard. Amen. Brother Lucas talking about that brother paying $500 for the fruit in that grape fruit orchard, and then working so hard to pick it to give to the poor Mexicans that he wound up in the hospital, hadn't got too long to live. Amen. But God is able, if we'll buy fruit, to make us live. Amen. There's a woman died in the Bible, and Peter went to see about this. They called Peter. I mean, after she died, they called Peter. Amen. I mean, this woman was so important to the community that after she'd already died, they called this man that walked down the streets of Jerusalem, and people got healed in his shadow. They called Peter. Praise God. And you know what Peter did? Amen. He went to that house, and they showed him all the aprons she'd made. All the clothes she'd make. And you know why they were after Peter? They said, we can't be without her. We've got to have her. Amen. She's irreplaceable. Amen. We need Dorcas. Amen. And you know what God did? Praise God. He allowed Peter to raise her back to life again. Praise God, so she can make some more clothes, so she can do good, so she can go about the community sowing good seed. You know what Marcus had? She had so much of a fruit of righteousness that they thought, we can't do without her. Amen. Irreplaceable. Praise God. Wouldn't you like to live that kind of life? Praise God. And after you die, amen, they call folks to pray for you to raise you from the dead. And amen, the man that runs the funeral home said, if you all raise him from the dead, raise her from the dead, raise him from the dead, I'll give the money back. Amen, I'll take the casket back. Amen, the grave digger said, we'll not take any pay for digging the grave. He'll raise you from the dead. Amen, we'll fill it back up and smooth it over and put grass back on the top of it. We need this man, this woman, and this community. Praise God. You know why? Amen. They're filled with love. Amen. Both the President and Janet Reno. Amen. Attorney General Janet Reno. I think that's what she is. Is that what she is? Attorney General. Something anyway. Amen. They've all decreed the death penalty for those that did this dastardly deed in Oklahoma. Amen. Oh, don't know who to feel the sorriest for. Those families that lost loved ones. Amen. Some of them blown clear away. I mean, it's such a bite took out of that building. There's some of them bodies that they'll be hard put to find very many pieces of them. Amen. They're gone. Amen. Gone. My God. But they decreed the death penalty if they'd catch up with the people. Amen. I went to a funeral down in Kentucky, and a brother had got drunk and got into it with his own brother. And his own brother left the house after they'd got into a fuss. And the one that was drunk took a .30 rifle, and his brother walked down the walk, shot him in the back, and killed him. And I went to the funeral of that one that was dead. Amen. And that dear old mountain preacher, man, did he preach. I'm telling you, he preached. He waxed eloquent that day, and I wish I could give you his words. Amen. But they're forever gone. They have passed into the great beyond. Only eternity itself can recall them. But he said, I don't know which brother I'd rather be. This one that's laying in front of me here, or the one that's down there in jail. Amen. That's got to live with what he's done. My God. I don't know which one would ever be. The crying mother in Oklahoma City. Or that boy. Amen. Sitting in jail. Waiting his doom. Amen. With a face as cold as a poker. Amen. Straight as a gun barrel. My God, we've been through it this week, folks. Amen. You know what's wrong with our nation? I can tell you. Amen. It goes back even further than 1962. I was driving down the street. Amen. When they said that they'd passed that the Supreme Court had ruled against prayer in school. I heard John Kennedy say, well, we'll have to do more praying at home. Amen. Prayer and prayerlessness and evolution. We teach kids that they come from animals. Amen. Can we blame them too much if they act like animals? Huh? They grow up to become older animals. Amen. Did you know that the Bible said in Revelations that a beast came up out of the sea? Amen. Daniel 7, Daniel 8, amen, and other chapters speak of those beasts. Amen. A correct rendering of that is, in our everyday language, animal. Some paraphrasers use the word animal. I'll tell you what we're coming to in the world today. We've taught men that they came from animals, that they are just a higher order of the animals, and one of these days, one of those animals is going to rule over all the rest of the animals, and they're going to call him the man of sin. They're going to call him the beast. They're going to call him the Antichrist. He's not going to regard the desire of women. He's going to change the times and season. Everything good and beautiful and nice and sweet and lovely and eternal and holy is going to be despised. Why? Because the animal is in power. They took over. Amen. If you feel like you've been through a den of reptiles and swam through a river of alligators this week, and you've had mixed feelings and frustrations, let's go back to the Bible. I pray that your love, you can have the love of God. I pray that your love may abound yet more and more. Hallelujah. That you may approve the things that are excellent. Excellent. That you may be sincere. Without offense, not one single solitary offense. That's God's sheep. God calls us sheep. Amen. God don't want us to be a bunch of old horny bulls butting around everything that comes into sight. Amen. Being filled with all the fruits of righteousness. Amen. God don't want us to be a briar patch. He wants us to be an orchard. Praise God. An orchard of fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto glory and praise. Amen. Let me mention just a few more things before the saying. But I would that you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Paul is talking about his bonds, his sufferings, his imprisonments, his beatings, his persecution that he's had. Amen. And look at him. He's taking a bright look at it, Brother Setzer. He said, it's all fallen out to the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. What an outlook he had. Devil didn't have a chance at him. He had a good outlook look, no matter what happened. Praise God. Listen, for he said concerning some preaching Christ out of contention, some out of envy and strife, but other of love, he said, knowing that I'm sent for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding in every way, whether in pretense and truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Cheerful and optimistic in the midst of trial. Amen. And listen to this. Amen. For I am in a strait betwixt two, verse 23, same chapter, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Why? I'm going to give you some more fruit. He told him one time, said, I desire to come to you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. That's that fruit he was talking about. I'm going to bring you a basket of fruit. Some spiritual gift. Oh, glory to God. Amen. There are nine spiritual gifts. But there are also nine spiritual fruits. Amen. Spiritual gifts are not any good if you don't have fruit to go with it. Amen. Some things, you know, you just got to have something to go with it. Some things you need that dip or it's not much good. Amen. And so Paul has given us the gift and the fruit. Praise God. Everything good and everything nice and something to go with it. God knows just what we need. I'm driving down the road today and boy, I got hungry. About 3 o'clock, I got hungry. I decided kind of late to go down and walk through the thrift store and I decided I'll not go to Tom's on the way down and I just hadn't made up my mind that I had my mouth set for a big fish sandwich. And I thought, I'm going to stop Tom's and get me a big fish sandwich and some of the big old onion rings and a Diet Coke. But I'll wait and get back. Well, when I got back, I just didn't feel like I should go in there at this time. And I just felt kind of a drowsiness. I think I'll go home and take me a nap. Amen. And usually when the Lord puts one on me, I just about got to where I'll obey the Lord and take a nap because I'm going to need it. Amen. I mean, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Praise God. Do you think the Lord can order you to take a nap so you'll be rested for the task ahead? Amen. So you know what I did? I went home. Amen. And I walked in, hung my coat up on the chair in the dining room, and when I passed by, some skunk was shaking something in the sack, but I didn't pay attention. And my mom sat on a nap. And so I went in and I curled that lazy boy back And I went to sleep. And after a while, a voice woke me up. And it was my wife. And she said, "Your fish is done." And I knew that I'd been led right. Amen. Jimmy Collins had brought some fish a while back. She got it out of the freezer and she fried me up a whole platter of it with homemade French fries. Nice things, Doc. Amen. And she had a salad to go with it. And some of that fish's tartar sauce. But man, with fish out of the lake, Brother Johnson, who needs tartar sauce at a time like that? Amen. But after I'd ate it all but about three pieces, amen, and about all the taters, she said, "Well, thank you, wife, for the good fish." And I still didn't say anything. I just kept eating. She said, "Well, what do you think about your fish?" I said, "It's great." I said, "You read my mind." I said, "Your intuition was working today." Amen. You know what? I believe the Lord moved on us mutually. Amen. And I passed by Tom's down here, Hyde's Drive-In. Amen. And I went home to something better. Amen. Than a breaded codfish sandwich from Hyde's Drive-In. It may or may not be fresh. Amen. To some good old pan fish. Fried fresh at home. Battered and fried at home. Amen. And my wife cared enough. And her intuition was working. You believe God cares about what you need? You believe God's looking after you? Why, He reads your mind. Amen. And if He put a hunger in your soul for anything, amen, He's got a whole deep full of it to fill it up. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of our water spouts. You know what that says? That says the deep, dry earth cries out to the deep of the moisture in the sky. Amen. And as it calls into the deep, you hear a clap of thunder and a cloud rolls over and water pours out of that cloud. How in the world does that all that water float through the air in that cloud and then fall all of a sudden and flood a river? It's God. It's God. Amen. He keeps it up there. There's so much moisture in the air tonight. The 50-mile atmosphere around the world, if suddenly it all caved in and fell on the earth, we'd have a flood worse than Noah's ever was. Amen. But God holds it up there until a deep of earthly need cries out to that deep of heavenly supply. You see, God never created appetite without creating something to fill that appetite. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, God's got something to fill you with. Righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand with me and let's pray, Lord. Touch this service tonight, Lord, and let your people know that they can be filled with good things. They don't have to be satisfied with the husk that the swine eat. They can be filled with the fruits of righteousness. And live above offense till Jesus comes. And be with Christ when He does come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you, saints. I appreciate your utter goodness. I appreciate the love of God in your heart. I appreciate your worship tonight to the living Christ. I appreciate your attendance upon good things. You are the heartbeat, the life flow of the land. Amen. Already, we're a generation of kings and priests. Let God fill you with more of His love tonight. Come around the altar. Amen. He has what you need. He has what you're hungry and thirst after. Praise God.
Amen.